Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning. How y'all doing? Again, that's the song we played last week. That's Duke Hannah and the Carnival Chinese Children. And while everybody there accusing people of putting daddyhood on them, we have a big story in today's Nassau Guardian. Man attempts to abduct toddler. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock, but it's Wednesday, the 30th of August, which means it's a on-the-clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Wednesday, where we combine both shows to discuss the news. We had a big show planned for today. We were hoping to have the candidates for the upcoming BPSU election on. They were unable to make it to studio this morning. So we've got lots of news to talk about. I'm just waiting on Mr. Newry. So let's get some housekeeping out of the way. I want to start the show with a solemn moment. I want to share condolences to Gilbert Francis and the Francis family on the passing of Randy Francis. We are shocked, we are saddened. We open our arms in this moment to stand with the Francis family in their time of grief and loss. I want to say thank you for that moment. Although death is an inherent part of life, we grapple with it every time we experience it. And it is a very sad day for the Francis family and the Guardian family. Once again, we say condolences to the Francis family. I got a little housekeeping before we get into our stories, Mr. Newry. I want to start with our on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway. Every day for the next 2 months, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. Also, you are not eligible to play if you have already won a prize. So if you're already on my list of winners, you are not eligible for another prize. I apologize. Again, when you call in, give the producer your name and number. If you answer the question correctly, you'll be transferred back to the producer just to confirm your information. We need your wallet provider, your custom name or wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet. Once again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. Here's our first question of the day. The Fountain of Youth is located on which island in the Bahamas? The Fountain of Youth is located on which island in the Bahamas? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. For people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, it's toll-free. And the text line, as always, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. I got a text here straight off the bat, Mr. Nuri. They playing with me. It says, have you ever tried frozen ganeps? If not, try and let me know. It's a great snack. Listen, you are living a fancy, upper class life. Who could afford to freeze ganeps at a time like this, sir? Causing me to risk my whole budget. You causing me to risk my whole monthly budget. I only got 2 days left in the month to survive, and you want me go broke. Producer, let's check that call. Mr. Nuri, yesterday when I was talking to Miss Tennille Burrows, a question came up. I want to touch that question right after this call. Good morning, caller.
Hi, is this Bimini?
Yes, the answer is Bimini. The Fountain of Youth is located. Say something, Mr. Nuri, say something.
I'm amused by how you phrased the question.
Yeah.
And then how the caller is able to answer it.
Uh-huh.
Because there is no Fountain of Youth.
There is a fountain. Ma'am, tell Mr. Nuri what the Fountain of Youth is in Bimini. You know what it is? Okay, don't tell him. Producer, take information. I will tell him. Mr. Nuri, there is a site in South Bimini called the Fountain of Youth. It is a well. It has a sign. It is labeled as the Fountain of Youth. And the people of Bimini invite millions of people every year to come to Bimini and touch the Fountain of Youth.
So I'll bait you.
Yes.
Do you know why it's called the Fountain of Youth?
The thing in Bimini, the well?
Yeah. Or why Bimini has the Fountain of Youth then?
Well, because of the famed Ponce de Leon story.
Yes.
Yeah, because he came and he found the Fountain of Youth.
He didn't find anything.
Yes, because if I found the Fountain of Youth, Mr. Nuri, I wouldn't tell y'all neither.
You know he turned old and died, right? He just turned old.
Yeah, but how old was he when he died?
Like 20.
Do you believe that? He was 275 when he died, Mr. Nuri. He only looked 20.
Besides, he just passed Bimini. I don't even know if he stopped.
Listen, it's not the Fountain of Eternal Life. Uh-huh. It is the Fountain of Youth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what it is.
We'll go with that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, caller, just leave your name and number with the producer.
Don't hang up. He's going to just take you back to confirm. Yes, man, Mr. Nuri. There is a site in Bimini called the Fountain of Youth.
And going with that, and I know you had a question yesterday about the two bodies of water.
You really on this?
I need to correct. I mean, I feel ashamed that I'm actually siding with Graham, right? And I just wanted to let you know that the two bodies of water is, mind you, still one body of water, but it's the two bodies of water.
You see what I'm saying? You want to get into my details, but you don't want to get into that detail.
But my point is, we are not, the Bahamas is not in the Caribbean Sea. The Bahamas is in the Atlantic Ocean. Mind you, the Caribbean Sea is also in the Atlantic Ocean.
What's the problem?
Every sea, every body of water in this area is in the Atlantic Ocean.
See, that's what I said.
But the specific answer for that was the Atlantic Ocean, and next to the Atlantic Ocean is the Great Bahama Bank. That's where that
But I thought a bank was a
shallow
sand
water with
mass.
Sand. Yeah, but there's water over the sand.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why it has that turquoise look. And we have turquoise water because the water is shallow, because we have the sand banks.
Well, you listen, you...
So technically, it's still in the water. It's just one Atlantic Ocean. It's the Great Bahama Bank is not a body of water.
I got you. You call me LaRoda, and I can call you PM.
Yes.
I yield.
Yes. I is the PM now.
I yield, sir.
Yes.
Okay. I got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Green, and how you doing today? I'm Mr. Nuri.
I'm good morning, Sparky. How
Mr.
you doing?
Mr. Green, Mr. Nuri, I agree with Ms. Green because the Grand Bahama, the Great Bahama Bank starts at the bottom of Exuma and comes round in the middle and comes up around the western coast of Alhambra. That the Atlantic is on the north side of the whole of the Bahamas. Bimini is in the Atlantic. The outside, the northeast of the Caribbean is the Atlantic. Underneath the island stretching from Cuba down to Barbados, all that area in the bottom there is called the Caribbean Sea. Up above the Caribbean Sea, you got the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf is also connected with the Caribbean Sea, but they have it separated from the tip of Cuba up to North America. They call that the Gulf. Then you got the Caribbean Sea. Then you got the Atlantic Ocean. And the Great Bahama Bank starts from the bottom of Exuma. That's where you see the white sand come around the south of Andros and up the north, the western coast of Andros. And then I'd like to say happy birthday to the best neighbor in Florida State, Rudy Grant, my neighbor across the road,
okay,
who helped me the last couple of days from Saturday when I had fallen out, breaking up a cell.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say condolences, not condolences, but I want to say this, Ms. Green. I've heard and been told yesterday and showed pictures that our good friend, Mr. Bo from Exuma, did all that thing, and he used to be a politician.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Mr. Bo?
Is Mr. Nigel Bo?
He's in doctor's hospital. Not Simbo. What's the other Bo living out Love Beach? Who owned the forest and Exuma thing? Nigel Bo.
Yes, sir. I think that's his name.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you, Sparky. So we are asking all of
I heard from the doctor who was treating me yesterday at the TMH.
All right, Sparky. But we don't want to talk too much.
In my knee,
Sparky.
But anyway, he told me that Nigel Bo.
Sparky, we don't want to talk too much personal information on the air. I appreciate your position, though, right? And so we're saying to all the friends, family, and loved ones of Mr. Nigel Bo, check in with the family. Check in with the family. Touch base. Right? That's what you were saying, right, Sparky? Anyway, thank you, Sparky. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the sentiment. I want you all to understand, and Mr. Nuri, why I sort of let it go on, right? Because Sparky has found himself in a position where he is not well, right? And he appreciates the support of all the loved ones, the people who have come and support him. And so from that particular location now, he understands the importance of community, communication, reaching out, and all of that kind of thing. That's where he is right now. Thank you, Sparky. We say again to all of the friends, family, and loved ones of Mr. Bo, check in.
Good. I'd just like to say that the Caribbean Sea is in the Atlantic Ocean. The Great Bahama Bank is in the Atlantic Ocean. And one of these days when we're able to convince the foreign white people to allow us to name our sea where we're in, the Lacayan Sea, that too will be in the Atlantic Ocean. All are we in one body of ocean, and that is the Atlantic Ocean.
There you go.
Yes. So, yes.
We yield to the Prime Minister.
And I just want to add that once upon a time, the southern part of the Atlantic Ocean, past the Caribbean, used to be called the Ethiopian Ocean. And before that, this entire area is called the Nord Ocean. So the names keep on changing.
It used to be called the Ethiopian Ocean?
Yes, few people know that.
Why you tell me that? Because now I got to go further in my search for confirmation. I mean, I don't have to go too much further. But doesn't it affirm the suggestion that Africans were in the New World before Columbus?
Yeah. Can you imagine that? But they're now finding all kind of artifacts to suggest that, yes, Africans came here. But yeah, they call this the Ethiopian Ocean that we're in. And of course, before they called it the North Ocean that we're in. And all that to say that those people who complain that we are not a part of the Caribbean, some foreign people just renamed the sea. And they can rename it again and rename it again. Because it's just one body of ocean. Yeah. One body of water we in. All is connected. I just want to say that.
Absolutely. You get another caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine. I know, Harry, you went to Korean College, right? I'm correct?
Are you a debt collector?
No. Okay, cool.
It's cool, cool.
But you said on radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so what school do we went to?
Newry?
Yeah. I went to GHS.
Oh, okay.
The old GHS.
Yeah, okay.
Because he also touched the fountain in you, of you. Don't mind him. He is 85.
Yes.
Last week.
Yeah. Matter of fact, they used to call it a fountain. You look at it. It's a healing process. And it, there was a documentary done by it a long time ago on the internet. I watched it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's similar to what they have in Israel, the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have that in Bimini. That was interesting.
Never heard
you
that.
You go down there, you got pools.
You pools of salty water that you could float in?
Well, you float in there. It's like, I've never seen it, but I saw the documentary on Zenith. I've never been there to see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You all need to go down there. Pretty powerful. Just come down there. That's what I'm
I don't know. You know the song, say, Pumpkin Eater, you never take a lick until you go down to Bimini. I ain't sure.
That's another lick you're talking about, though.
Well, see, that's why I ain't been to Bimini. I ain't sure about none of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I do. I think I need to put older than yours. That's another lick. I have a sister-in-law from Bimini.
Okay.
Yeah, I could definitely tell you about that lick. One these days, she'll probably tell you the story.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. The hurricane thing going around, I've been watching that all night.
The what? The hurricane?
Yeah, down in Tampa.
The Hurricane Idalia.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's another hurricane about to be in Nassau on Thursday.
In Nassau?
Yeah. Well, it's not a real hurricane, dear Bahamas. I'm only drawing an illusion. So thank you for bringing me to a point, Mr. Pumpkin Eater. Thank you very much. Mr. Newry. There's an event taking place tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
The police have issued a traffic diversion advisory for Thursday the 31st of August. On Thursday the 31st of August 2023 at 6:30 p.m., a ceremony will be held for the demitting of the Office of Governor General, Sir Cornelius Alvin Smith, at Mount Fritz William, the residence of the Governor General.
They can have a party, eh?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
That's not where the Governor General lives, though.
That's
where y'all had him living this whole time?
No, he never lived there yet. He lives. We renting a place for him. It's about $10,000 a month.
Yeah, almost out going out east, eh?
Out west,
okay. Anyway, road closure.
Uh-huh.
Police wish to advise that the streets will be closed to vehicular traffic on Market Street between Princess Street and School Lane from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
I have to ask a question.
On Thursday, the 31st of August, 2023.
You think we're going to rent a house for Mother Pratt, too? Just asking.
You think that the renovations to Government House will be completed by September 1st?
I can never finish, man. That's for life.
I mean,
so every Governor General can rent a place.
Listen, you know, Friday is September the 1st, right?
Okay.
I think we are nearing the original completion date for Village Road roadways.
Yeah. That ain't finished yet.
No, it ain't finished yet.
They still doing construction on the Village Road there.
All right. Let me stick a pin. I get back to the road closures. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. Hey, what's great?
Hey, good morning.
Did you know that the Heyman boy from the Colts got cut yesterday?
Yes, I heard about it. I intended to cry about it on Friday with Mr. Sawyer.
Okay.
I'm very, very sad. Please, you gone?
Are you still there? Echo in.
Caller. Echo stop. Caller, please call in. I wasn't finished, but call in on Friday, please, because I want to know what's next for our guy, Michael Strawn, if he has a career of coaching.
Retirement.
Let me throw out this second question for the day. Mr. Newry, I'm glad I have you in studio. Which public holidays, and again, this is the On the Clock Sand Dollar Trivia giveaway. If you have won before, you are not eligible to win again. Which public holidays are on the same day every year in the Bahamas, like the day in the yearly calendar. Not.
Read the question again.
Which public holidays are on the same day every year?
Okay.
The same day of the year every year. That's the question. Which public holidays are on the same day of the year every year? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
On E Street South, it's a bar on E Street South. And we don't have to rent no house from Mother Pratt, because Mother Pratt never moved out the Grove. She'd stay right in the Grove until they finished the house. Okay?
Okay.
You ever heard the story about Reuben Roll?
No.
Who went up and down Nassau and East Street shooting and killing people and went to the Fountain of Youth on East Street South?
There's a Fountain of Youth on East Street South?
A bar, a big, tall bar and restaurant named the Fountain of Youth on East Street South.
Okay, Spotty.
When you turn off of Robertson Road, headed south to what? Before you reach the...
I don't need to know where it is.
Huh?
I'm not allowed to drink. I don't need to know where it is.
No, what I'm saying, but the Fountain of Youth is in Nassau.
No, not that type of Fountain of Youth.
And Mother Pratt, the new Governor General, she can live right in the Grove. She don't want to move nowhere. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. That'd be a political statement, eh?
That would be a political statement if she stays in her own house.
But look here. In fact, I changed my mind. Dear Mother Pratt, I know that you're the Governor General, and so now you are removed from politics in the traditional sense. But if you remain in the Grove, imagine the... enhancement and expansion of services and amenities in that community.
You stay living in hope.
No, not hope. Hope is a weapon that can be wielded against you. I don't sit in hope. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll free for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. Text line, 422-GR96. At 422-4796. Good morning. I've got a couple of answers, but it's more than one day. So if you only got one day there, that's not the correct answer. Good morning again. Which public holidays are on the same day every year? Mr. Newry, traffic diversions, there are some very important things to know. We know that road closure, Market Street between Princess Street and School Lane, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Thursday. No parking. No parking will be permitted on the following streets from 1 a.m. until 11 p.m. on Thursday the 31st. A, Market Street between Princess Street and School Lane. School Lane between Blue Hill Road and Market Street. East Hill Street between East Street and the Eastern Gate of Government House. That means Peck Slope. No parking when you go up Peck Slope. You get up in there. Blue Hill Road between Dillett and Duke Street. Old Post Office parking, East Hill Street. So that means there'll be no parking.
No parking at all.
At the Old Post Office parking lot. And no parking at the former City Market parking lot. So that's Market Street opposite
C.R. Walker.
So that means
you got to pay the Chinese to park.
I mean, is it only...
Where else? You just take all the parking space. You just list all the parking space.
But I mean, are Chinese businesses the only businesses making parking available at a cost?
That's the only one that'll be open at the time.
I got you. All right.
At a cost, and you need to have a credit card. They don't take cash.
There's also a notice here, parking for delegates. So if you're a delegate for the event and you haven't gotten any information, look for the latest police traffic diversion advisory.
Mm-hmm.
Again, tomorrow, there will be disruptions in the flow of traffic because if there's no parking, mm-hmm. you're going to have a whole bunch of people pulling up to park and wondering why they can't park, and they could be upset because there probably won't be any notices visible to them in the area because somebody stole all of the signs.
Mm.
I'm certain of it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to have thiefed them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a fancy thiefing. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Zach. You know, it's along with you and New Year.
Morning, Bremen. How you do?
I'm all right. Couple of things. You know, you live in Fox Hill, right?
I live in Fox Hill.
Yeah.
You know, bees anywhere. Honey,
yeah.
or Sweetness Act, Beast going to be there,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. My other point is, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's my other point? I wouldn't believe it.
Don't worry, Brayman. Call back.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Call back. Don't watch.
My thing is, if Thursday is a thing at Government House, what's happening on Friday? Because Friday, they're having a big event at Government House.
Well, if the current Governor General is demitting office on Friday, that means...
On Thursday,
that means the new Governor General must be taking office.
So they're having two parties. One on Thursday and one on Friday?
Somebody said they was having a party? They couldn't be having a party because I didn't get an invite.
You haven't gotten any invite to any of the PLP functions?
No, because that's cool. I'm okay with that.
This is
not a PLP function.
This is not a PLP function?
This is a government function.
It's a government function.
Because the Governor General has no political affiliation.
When you go there and see that video pan, you see if you're in a PLP function.
I just say, don't mind if I wear my yellow
tights. All of them could
be there.
Listen,
let me read this. Article in yesterday's...
All of Focal. Well, that's a group. It's a Focal group.
The PDA, just saying.
I wonder if an invite to the Governor General's demitting ceremony and induction ceremony, if that's a part of the confidential settlement with Sun Oil and the Exuma spill. It could be, because we don't know, because it's confidential.
I just want to know how come none of us being invited to any of the functions thus far. Have you, Dwight even get invited? Like, Dwight don't, they don't,
all,
they don't rate Dwight at all.
I ain't nobody.
Well...
I ain't nobody. And I'm okay with that. I don't mind. Anyway, I will read from this article.
Read from that article, because I'm still upset that I didn't get invited to an OPLP party yet.
I don't want an invite to a PLP party.
No, Dave party well. I want to eat the food.
I want a Governor General.
I want dress up.
Listen, there's only one party I want to go to after I go to the best one-year-old birthday party in the world.
They don't have the same type of food. They have two meats.
Governor General. Oh,
two meats.
You ain't been to proper cheering party, man. Okay. So the article is, cabinet changes are imminent in yesterday's Guardian. That's the 29th of August. And it reads, on August 12th, Governor General Cornelius A. Smith, sir, acting on the Prime Minister's advice, prorogued Parliament. The new session will begin on October 4th. The Governor General Sir Smith will demit office, and that Mother Pratt will serve as the country's next Governor General effective September 1st. At 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, a ceremony, not a party, at Government House to mark Sir Cornelius's demitting office. Pratt, as the new Governor General, will read the speech from the throne at the start of the new session, outlining the priorities of the Davis administration. It's another important point in this press statement, Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. After tomorrow, you can't call her Pratt no more.
What do you call her?
You have to call her lady. Is it lady or dame?
It should be dame.
Dame.
Can I call her dame, mother? Mother dame? Dame mother? What her first name is?
Cynthia.
It's not mother? My life I've been calling
mother,
her mother.
Cynthia Pratt. Or Cynthia Mother Pratt.
Never knew her first name.
I love mother.
So
for the Governor General?
So normally they call like dame and your first name. Dame Marguerite, Dame Ivy. So it'll be Dame Cynthia?
Yes.
Not Dame Mother.
I think we should call her Mother Cynthia. I like this.
But how
this
you get the Dame part, though?
The Dame is given.
So it's
Dame
Mother.
She's a Dame.
Dame Mother Cynthia.
Right, but Mother carries far more weight than Dame.
Did we need to have a national discussion on that? I don't know. What do we call her? Dame Mother Cynthia? Or just abandon Mother altogether to Dame Cynthia? Which changes who she is. The combination of the word changes what she represents. Because even when she's a member of parliament, she still is Mother Pratt.
And this is a wonderful opportunity to invite Bahamians, right, into a space where they can imagine, right, not just the new Bahamas, but how we get there. That by simply changing the designation, not to dishonor, right, but by simply changing... So it's not Dame. It's Lady. She gets nothing?
What am I saying? When she get knighted? She get knighted Friday. She not get knighted Friday?
You don't get knighted to become Mother... So what do we call... Okay, so Cornelius is a sir.
Yeah, he get knighted. So what happened on Friday? What's happening Friday?
Not a problem. So what do we call her?
She's not going to, when do you get to swearing in?
We don't, she don't
so
get
she's a, not knighted yet.
She don't get, so I like Mother Pratt.
Governor General, Miss Mother. That's not her nickname.
I like Mother Pratt.
Her name is Mother.
Anyway, we had to, but we had still, to, we had to err on the side of sensibility, Nuri. Okay.
So she's not going to be knighted, deem, anytime soon until she's going to England, right? In the meantime, I still call her Mother.
Is a knighthood an inherent part of this process?
No, we have people who didn't want it. Like Paul Adley, say he ain't taking that. And A.D. Hannah. Yeah. That's us too. So it's Mother Pratt. Governor General Mother Pratt. Cynthia Mother Pratt.
We love Mother.
We
anyway,
like Mother. We can't,
dear audience, I know y'all can't hear that voice on the other side of the mic. That's the voice of reason that popped into the room, and we appreciate it greatly.
Bring us a whole note.
So yeah, man, we appreciate it greatly.
Yet.
Yeah. The whole point is this. With great reverence and respect, we await the appointment of Cynthia Mother Pratt as Governor General.
So the full name.
Of the New Bahamas.
Yes.
And we take up this opportunity to reimagine how the Bahamas operates, what the future looks like, and how we're going to get there. We have a sister of the soil about to take the highest seat in the country.
The music playing.
And her mere presence
call us,
shift.
Call us ear hole or call us back after the commercial break. But we're coming right back to you. So if you see the line blinking, we can come straight to you. But if you can, hold. And if you're on a cell phone, I ain't giving no more money today. Hang up and call us back. This has been Man Down Mashup Wednesday with Aaron Green and C.A. Nuri. As On The Clock. And the next one
Guardian
be
Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Name of the show. We'll be right back.
Calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody go on come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord, and I gotta buy snacks too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon.
What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved. Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Morning and welcome back. We got to get the show rolling again. I got a quick notice. A texter sent in a message saying that power is off from yesterday in Jakefish Drive off Carmichael. Need to know why it's off so long. Food is now spoiling. I'm going to say to the listening audience, you got to follow Bahamas Power and Light's Facebook page. I'm saying you got to. I think it's their main means of public communication, and they have gotten better at it, and they've been posting schedules for planned outages there. It may be that you were turned off in a planned outage, but your area is not connected to their monitoring grid, so they are not aware that your area didn't come on once they restored power. Again, that is Jakefish Drive off Carmichael Road. All right, let's get to the callers. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, I called back because I had forgotten the tribute question.
Okay, you ready?
But I remembered it now.
Okay.
The answer is Whit Monday.
Okay. No.
What?
No, there's more. That's not the complete answer. I got some answers by text, but none of them have all of the days. Which public holidays are on the same
more
day?
More than one.
It's more than one. So you feel free to call back in, Bremen. Let me repeat the question. Which public holidays are on the same day every year? The same day every year. Which public holidays, plural? Caller, you're on the clock. Guardian Radio AM Mashup Wednesday. Good morning, caller. 2, 3. I'm sorry, I missed you. All right, I'm going to give it one more try again. The multiple days. Got to have all the days in the answer. Multiple days in the answer. To people hitting me up on WhatsApp, I see your text. It's multiple days. Okay, I've got a text here that says, Gangsta Grammy is an appropriate name for our Mother Pratt. Another text here that says they think the correct designation, Mr. Newry, would be Her Excellency, Cynthia Mother Pratt. I want you all to notice that we including the mother.
Still, that's the mother, because I know the lady as mother.
It's out of respect and nothing else. Mm-hmm. All right.
We have callers.
Oh, good morning, caller. You are on the air.
Bremen.
Go ahead.
You ready, Bremen? You got another answer for me?
Good Friday.
No. I mean, like, Good Friday is always on Good Friday, but that's not what I mean when I say the same day every year. Like, Christmas Day is always on Christmas Day, but it's not on the same day every year. The voice of reason has come back into the studio. I like it because I am fallible. I am fallible. He suggested that I say date. Which public holidays are on the same date every year? See, I don't think that's the right answer either. But here's what we could do. I can throw out another question. I'm throwing this out here.
I wouldn't know the answer.
I can answer it. Labor Day is always on the first Friday in June. It's always on the first Friday in June. That's the same day every year. Emancipation Day is always on the first Monday in August. The first Monday of August every year. National Heroes Day is on the second Monday of October every year. Second Monday.
If someone to get that right, you need to get them two prizes, man.
It's the second Monday every year.
I don't know.
So anyway, the voice of reason told me that I have to withdraw that question because it was not clearly worded. That's a better one, eh? The voice of reason has helped me to reframe the question, and tomorrow I got to ask it in a better way. I just want you all to know, forgive us today. I am fallible, and I invite the voice of reason into every conversation that I have. So my reasoning was that Labor Day is always on the first Friday in June. Emancipation Day is always on the first Monday in August. National Heroes Day is always on the second Monday in October. Let me throw out the second question dead quick. I think this one is much easier, Mr. Newry. Describe the plumage. Describe the feathers of the royal crown pigeon. Plumage is feathers. Describe the feathers.
Never heard the word plumage before.
The feather pattern. Describe the plumage.
Okay. Plumage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The feather pattern of the royal crown pigeon. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Graham.
I believe. Let me take a stab at the last
one. Hold on. Do you have a sand dollar wallet?
No, I have a Bitcoin wallet.
Man,
let's move on. January 10, majority rule. Did you overlook that?
It's not on the same day every year. That's why I worded the question the way that I did. The day changes. The date is the same.
Yeah, you're right. I really wanted to chat to you about yesterday. You were correct, you know, when you said bodies of water flow into each other. And if we use that thought process, on one side of a Luther could be the Pacific Ocean, because that water does flow into the Atlantic Ocean, correct?
Oh,
yeah. It's wicked, eh? That's the Atlantic Ocean, and then we have the man, Bahama Bank.
Graham, I was doing such a good job yielding to the voice of reason, man.
Yeah, man. Me too, you know, but I had to just call you and give you that little tidbit where they say all the waters just flow to each other.
Yes, sir.
And it could be a part of the Indian Sea over there on the other side.
How you know? Thank you so much, Graham.
Yeah, man. Have a good one.
Thank you. See, I got supporters, PM. Think you's the PM of everybody. I mean, you the PM of everybody, but I don't... Again, the second question for the day after the withdrawal of our last question. Describe the feather pattern of the royal crown pigeon. Describe the feather pattern of the royal crown pigeon. A text here, on the point of referring to officials, I've always wondered about the present PM's name. Is Brave a given name?
Be brave. If he addressed that. People don't call him Brave for nothing.
As he said, you know, I text her. I often, when putting together my notes and what I'm supposed to say, sometimes I pause where I can put the, but I don't know if Philip, I don't know Philip Edward Davids.
No, I don't know no Edward.
Yeah, I know Brave.
I know who Brave is.
There you go.
In fact, we have international dignitaries who mention Mr. Brave Davids.
But
we have callers again. Let me bring this caller in and you continue, Aaron.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. You're talking about October the 12th, Heroes Day. I'm correct, Aaron, right?
No, isn't October is the 10th, eh?
Heroes October. You got two changes. You got two celebrations. Heroes Day and Discovery Day.
We don't celebrate Discovery Day. You ain't never watched a movie. What's the movie with Bruno? We don't talk about Bruno, and we don't talk about Discovery Day.
Yeah, but those who believe in Christopher Columbus, they still celebrate.
You're right. You're right. They do, and we must treat them with a kindness and an empathy.
But history shows, though, Aaron Green.
Yes.
It is a double holiday.
What do you mean?
That's like the Heroes Day, Thief Discovery Day. I always go by that history.
Thief from Thief, God Smile.
Yeah.
Look at that. Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
The community always laugh at me. I say, why are you all Thief Christopher Columbus when I grew up on? And call it a hero day.
Because he... You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Thank you,
that's
Pumpkin Eater.
Now. Have a good day.
Yeah, man. I mean, teeth from teeth and God smile. That's what the Christians say. Okay, I got a text that says, contour feathers and down feathers and phyllo plumes. No, I mean, describe what the feathers look like. Describe the plumage. What does the royal crown pigeon look like? That's a protected bird in the Bahamas. The royal crown pigeon, describe what it looks Like, I got your text. But look here, we got some bird people here. Quill contour and cap feathers. They no bird. Somebody said, look like a pigeon. It is. You know what I'm going to say? It is a pigeon, but just because they call it a pigeon doesn't mean it's a pigeon. Some things we call pigeons are actually doves.
Yeah, I haven't had a back of dove in some years now. I remember we had chimmy every summer. The summer come by and I haven't had chimmy in a while.
My dad fed me pigeon once.
Just once?
I love my father.
We had back of dove and chimmy all through my primary school life. Yeah.
Self-sustaining. Y'all were feeding yourselves, catching them yourselves.
Yes, we used to season them with salt and pepper.
Let me go to this call. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I just got back into my vehicle.
Yes, ma'am.
And good morning, Mr. Newry.
Pleasant good morning to you.
Happy Mashup Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
The question that you asked about the where the pigeon look.
Yeah.
Is that a central bank question?
It is a central bank question.
Oh, I can't answer it.
Why, thank you, ma'am.
But I can tell you what it looks like, because growing up in Andros, that was our summer. Dinner?
Well, tell me this. Do you know what the imperial pigeon looks like? What we call the imperial pigeon?
That ain't a rapid wing snake.
I mean, no. Dear pigeon community, on behalf of all Bahamians, the imperial pigeon is white with black tips on its feathers.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the one that has eat all the Brazilian holly, the pink peppercorn.
Okay.
Thank you so much, eh?
Welcome.
Have a wonderful day. Let's go to the next caller. Oh, we going. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, I'm Green and Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And yourself?
Good, good.
Now, the question I have for your question.
Yes.
You call it the Royal Crown Pigeon.
Yes.
Is that the same thing as the White Crown Pigeon?
I think it is.
Okay. Now, you want a description of the feathers? They are a blackish blue.
Yep.
And they have a black and bluish stripe around the neck.
There you go.
And the crown of the head is white.
There you go. Now,
and
sir.
They're awesome.
No, you can't eat them.
They taste good, man.
Don't eat them. You can't eat them. I think they protect
them. No, you're not supposed to eat them.
They have
seasoning. You can't eat them.
And there's a season to hunt them. Pigeon season.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. You
I'm here.
Transfer back to the producer. Don't hang up. Okay.
Okay.
You don't have a sand dollar wallet?
No, I don't.
Okay, you going to get one?
But you could hook me up, yeah.
That's right. Pause. Producer, take this caller's number. I'm going to message you this afternoon, sir. In the meantime, I want you to do this. All of the listeners, I need you to do this. Go to your Play Store, your App Store. Search Sand Dollar Apps, APPS. There are seven different apps you could download. You got SunCash, Canoe, Island Pay, Mobile Assist, Cash and Go, Money Max. I think Omni. I'm not sure. But you go and you search them and you download. Now, if you have an issue, go to your Google search bar and search this phrase, how to download Sand Dollar app. And all your instructions will be in that video. And I'm inviting the whole listening audience to do that, because tomorrow, a number of the Guardian shows are going to be on remote at Fresh Market Harbor Bay. And on the clock, we'll be doing some more trivia and sand dollar giveaways. But of course, you have to have a sand dollar wallet to be eligible to win. Mr. Nuri, look like I got to throw out another question.
Go ahead.
But we all out of time. I can throw it out on the other side then.
Okay.
We are all out of time right now. I want to read. Let's go through the text. Texas said, Easter Monday, Good Friday, Whit Monday, Labor Day, Emancipation Day, National Heroes Day.
That ain't the list that you gave earlier?
No. They answered before that. I got a text here that said, white cap feather, black feathered body. That answer is acceptable, although we really appreciate the more detailed answer of our caller. They got a winner. Sounds like a fighter name. John Bones Jones, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, Philip Brave Davis, Cynthia Mother Pratt. Listen, if I was a woman wrestler or martial artist, and my opponent is Cynthia Mother Pratt, she sounds like she's give beatings that mothers just give. I don't like that. I mean, but I love it. It's a great name. Dark gray with green iridescent lines. Wow, what a great description. Text says, can I use sand dollar to pay BPL? Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Really?
Yeah. You can pay bills with your sand dollar wallet. All right, Mr. Newry. Here's some of the things I had on deck, but we didn't get to in this hour. I hope you allow me to squeeze them in. Got some questions and information about the rise in dengue cases. Is the MOTV ready for the start of school? Are schools ready for the start of school? And then the balancing act. I'm going to talk just briefly, following up on yesterday's show, about what it means as a politician to balance the number of obligations before you. And your MP, your current MP, is the example that I want to use on the next side of the hour. I'd like to say thank you to all of the callers. Thank you to all of the texters. I want to say thank you to the Voice of Reason and to everybody that calls in and texts in an attempt to expand the conversation, in some instances to correct information that is wrong in the conversation. We appreciate it all. Again, friends and family of Mr. Nigel Bow, please reach out to the core family members to get an update on his condition. Thank you for joining us on this half of the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Wednesday session. We'll be right back after this break.